This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, since you mentioned cars, right out of the gate, right, Red Sheeban?
Yeah. It's not like I didn't think it was coming.
But you didn't think it was coming this soon, did you?
No, I was counting on like a second and a half later.
Well, you know, since you mentioned cars, a very interesting thing that I think our class should know about. So what, you know, you mentioned off air a couple of weeks ago, you mentioned that we're becoming, here at the farm, we're becoming a shop that seems to specialize in working on cars that others can't seem to fix. Now, you mentioned that, right?
Yes. Yeah. No, and we were specifically talking about the limp mode on Mercedes and other vehicles that you guys had figured out. And I think that's one heck of an achievement. And especially when you're getting quotes in the $10,000 plus range to fix it or up to that range. And the fact that you can do that, I think you have a niche that you should mention on the air, because I think there's a lot of, for example, old Mercedes that are sitting in people's garages that people don't take out because they can't figure out with these computers today, even back in the 90s, that when a car goes into limp mode, it's very dangerous. And you can't, and you're on a highway and you're driving, you know, 30, 35 miles an hour tops, and it becomes very dangerous. So I think you got a heck of a niche right there. You should mention that at least on a semi-regular basis. I think you'll get a lot of customers.
Well, thank you. So, class, what limp mode, L-I-M-P mode, is? It's a mode that the computer tells the engine and transmission to go into just enough to get you home. So you're traveling along, and the car's computer thinks that something really serious has happened, and it's so serious that it doesn't want the engine to be burdened, doesn't want the transmission to shift, and it will let you go, you know, maybe 30 miles an hour, tops, maybe 35, maybe 39, depending on the car and the computer. So what happens is you're driving, all of a sudden, the car goes into limp mode, and you just can't go, you know, highway speeds. Well, it's really difficult to figure this out in lots of these cases, and we've worked on a bunch of cars, and we figured out how to fix it. The dealers, you bring it to them, they'll tell you, oh, yeah, transmission shot, and yeah, $4,000, you know, the minimum plus labor, and, you know, we could put a transmission in for you. But the bottom line is they're telling you that the job to fix your car is going to cost more than your car's worth. Or they'll tell you that the job to figure out what's wrong with your car, just to diagnose the problem, will cost more than the car is worth. And we've seen that firsthand in Mercedes cases. So we have figured this out and how to fix it. And literally, believe it or not, we can fix it with maybe 10 cents worth of parts. Literally, in many cases. So here's the tip for today. So a couple of cars came in. One of them is a Mercedes C-Class. That's the compact one. Happens to be a 230, I'm sorry, a 320, C320, which is a V6. And the instrument panel on this car was not operational. Like, so you couldn't see the digital display. It wouldn't light up properly. And it's a real tough thing because normally you're looking at maybe a $1,000 repair to fix that. BMW model 750 came in. Now that's a V12, BMW model 750. That came in. Same problem, but completely different manufacturer, different dash, different instrumentation panel. Same problem though. It didn't light up properly. Couldn't see what the instruments were telling you. Couldn't tell what gear you were in, that kind of thing, because that's on the dash. Well, here's what we did. This is a zero-cost fix. Zero. We put it out in the sun and let it bake for 3 days. And the logic here is that the traces on the circuitry of the instrument cluster are so close together that dust and moisture would allow electricity, minute amount of electricity, to go from one trace to the other and confuse the instrument cluster computer. And that fixed the problem. Can you imagine that? So here we have now, we have computer-controlled dashboards where the electronics is so tight, so complex, that dust and moisture cause it to fail. Now, who would engineer something like that? Well, that would be Mercedes and BMW, for sure. And the next thing I'd like to say, since Rich mentioned cars, is there's another problem that you may come across, and that is a grounding problem. So you all know that it takes two wires to light up a light bulb. You know that. If you look at the zip cord to your lamp, you'll see that there are two wires inside the insulation. I mean, you don't even have to open it up. You just feel it, and you'll see the two wires there. So there's one in cars, there's a positive and a negative. Positive is labeled red, usually, and the negative is labeled black. Well, to save wire, what the automakers have done is they said, well, we don't have to run the black wire everywhere, you know, to every light bulb, to every switch, to, you know. What we'll do is we'll use the chassis of the car, the frame of the car. So there's a black wire everywhere. You just find something that's metal, whether it be under the dashboard or under the hood or in the trunk. Anything that's metal is grounded. So that would be the black wire. The whole body of the car is considered the black wire. But here's where the problem is. They ground from the battery to the engine and to the body of the car and to the transmission. And pretty much everything else taps off the body of the car. The radio, the lighting system, the security system, pretty much everything. Well, those ground wires corrode at the bolt that they are connected to the metal of the car. So think of it as three wires, one for the transmission, one for the engine, and one for the body of the car, all going to the negative of the battery. They corrode. And then all kinds of strange things happen. Transmission doesn't work right. The lights don't work right. The security system gets flaky. The engine doesn't work right. And it's all because of one of those three wires. I'm not kidding. So I just wanted to give you that little hint. And corroded grounds, that's a big problem with today's cars because of all the computers in today's cars. Rich, any comments?
Well, as you know, Vince, cars is not really my forte, but I really think you should, you know, pardon the redundancy here, but I think you should really mention this on a regular basis, this niche that you and your son figured out, because I think there's a lot of old cars, especially Mercedes and BMWs, sitting in people's garages that have looked into this limp mode fixing, and it's too expensive, or they can't do it themselves because of the computers. So I think you should mention this on a regular basis. I'll bet you get cars from all over the country coming in.
Well, I don't know if I'd like that, but, but the cars are coming in, and actually we are, you know, at the pretty close to the limit of being able to fix them, because we only work on, we don't have like 15 cars all lined up when we work on a little bit on one and the next one, and we just tell everybody, no, listen, it's going to be soon, we'll have it done. We work on it until we fix it, unless we absolutely get stumped and we put it off the side for a day and then go back to it. But typically we work on it until it's finished. But the whole point of what you can do, class, is when you go out this winter and the roads get salted, you can think of that, you know, that white film that you see after the liquid evaporates and you've got this white stuff on your windshield and window and car. That's salt, and it's really corrosive. So first chance you get, I suggest you rinse off the bottom of your car, okay? But you don't want to do it when it's going to freeze. You want to do it, you know, when you have a couple days of non-freezing weather. You want to rinse that salt off if you can, as soon as you can, because it will corrode those connections, and it will cause thousands and thousands of dollars worth of damage. And the whole point of this is we have built a society, and we've built products that are so complex, we can't live with them. That's the whole point. And it's terrible. So what do you have on the blackboard for today?
Well, since you started it about saving money tips, you asked me to create a short list of things under that category, which you kind of started. But then I want to go into some breaking news about what the CDC says and another coup attempt here in America. I'm not going to have time during this break, but let me mention a few saving dollar tips. But I'm just going to go through some real quick. What I've done, we put thermal curtains in the middle of the cabin to separate the cabin from where the wood cook stove is to the other part of the cabin that we don't use too often to make it easier to heat. And, of course, the wood cook stove offers us the ability to harvest firewood, which I get right here on my property. Now, those of you who've been listening to me for years on the radio, you know that we don't have any traditional running water, no pressure tank, no hot water heater, so we don't have to deal with the pipes being clogged up. And we use gravity feed water, which we fill up with a garden hose like maybe once a month. And it's so simple, it takes an hour, and it works great. I do not have air conditioning in my cabin. I purposely built it backed up to a northern slope. My solar panel, my garden's on the southern part of the meadow, but my cabin's on the northern slope portion. So in 5 minutes, you open up a few doors and a few windows, and it's cool enough to sleep. And we've only had 2 days, despite a very hot July and August, we've only had 2 days where the inside of the cabin reached 80 degrees. So it's very manageable. In the wintertime, we don't use a fridge or refrigerator. We leave our food on the basement floor by the French doors, and it offers a perfect 30 to 35 degrees for the entire winter. I don't waste gasoline mowing my yard, except in the garden area around the raised beds because we have goats. Now, this year, we had one of the best May and Junes we've ever had in my 35 years in Montana. And we had a combination of rain, sun, and cool temperatures, and the grass grew so great, I could almost put a tree stand in some of these grasses because they got so tall, so I have plenty of goat feed probably into beginning of November. So, you know, I use a little common sense, a little logic. I use the interests and hobbies that I have to dovetail with the chores that I need to be done. I also negotiate. I buy dog food because we have Great Pyrenees guard dogs, and we got Grizz here on a regular basis, and I've got plum trees, apple trees, pear trees, strawberries, raspberries, never mind tons of tomatoes in the greenhouses. So I have to make sure that we keep our dogs healthy, and we negotiate bulk prices for dog food, and I'll talk more about that after the break.
Hey, Rich Eben's with us, and he's in Montana. He lives off the grid. And we're talking about Do Radio, not talk radio. Do Radio. We'll be right back.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kurt Sheepman's with us. He's in Montana, lives off-grid. As you know, he's an author. His book is One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. We're talking about saving money. And as we spiral down in the United States of America and actually all over the world, economically, socially, and pretty much every other way, saving money is becoming a big deal. So, Rich, you mentioned that you save money by negotiating bulk purchases of dog food. Please continue with that. That's interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot of places that sell dog food. Some are local, some are national, and I do my homework to try to find the most nutritious dog food that isn't GMO, that isn't doesn't have a lot of grain in it, because a lot of our grain has been, nutrients has been slashed via the laboratory to create a longer shelf life on the shelves or on the ground after cutting. So I do as much homework as possible, because these Great Pyrenees dogs are big. They're of the giant breed variety. So to feed them is not super cheap, but I try to negotiate when I go into a store better prices. So I buy in bulk. And I was just downstairs. I'm just going through all my saving money tips that I thought of off the top of my head over the last couple of days. I was just downstairs and I cut some parachute cord. I cut about 24 feet so I can use that cord to raise my bow and arrow when I'm hunting out of a tree stand. Now, the reason why I mentioned parachute cord is because you buy it in bulk. You buy it in a big, you know, it's just wound together like a ball of yarn type thing. And I've been using it for years to replace broken boot laces because boot laces aren't cheap. And this this parachute cord that I bought in bulk will probably last me the rest of my life for little chores like what I just mentioned about pulling up my bow in a tree stand or boot laces. So when you buy things in bulk, whatever that may be, and it has multiple uses, you'd be surprised how you can save money. And, of course, we can. We can a lot of vegetables. We can the meat that we harvest, the fish that we catch. So we don't have to buy too much in the canned food department. And speaking of gardening, just a few things I want to mention. What we do is I have two greenhouses. Okay, one greenhouse cost me literally $500. And I basically bought 16-foot cattle panels. I built a ridge pole, and I put the cattle panels laced over each other. They overlap. I barely used any wire because once wire is in a certain position for a certain amount of time, it has a memory and it doesn't move. I put some rebar in the ground. I put a wooden lathe connected to the rebar, and I connected that to the bottom of the cattle panels, and then I put the UV-treated plastic over it. And it cost me literally $500 for a 40-foot-long greenhouse. So for those of you who are looking to build greenhouses, think about just getting UV-treated plastic, and then once your first layer starts getting a little holey or starts getting ripped a little bit, don't take it down. Just put a new layer on top of it. And, of course, shade cloth is also mandatory. And when you do your greenhouse, make sure you do it, for example, here in Montana, northwest Montana, 95% of our winds come from either the west or the east. You know, sometimes a little southwest, things like that. But you want the wind to help pollinate your tomatoes, for example, whatever you have in there. And the wind will do that. They'll shake them around a little bit, and they'll also, you know, make the bugs flow through there, like, you know, bees and things like that, that help pollinate your vegetables. If you don't go east and west, it depends what part of the country you're in, then at least have a skirting on the bottom of your greenhouse that you can lift up to make the wind go through. Now, I also allow my a few second-year carrots to seed. I'm just whipping through things here, folks, because I have so much information to discuss today. Second-year carrots, let some of them go to seed, which means you don't pick all of them your first year. Let them go to seed, and then you clip them off after they've dried. Spread them around the area where you want. You're going to have hundreds, if at least dozens, of new carrots next year. We'll be right back after this break.
Yeah.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made-in-the-USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wisconsin's Democratic governor says he's not pleased about it, but President Donald Trump will be visiting Kenosha, Wisconsin today, following violence in the streets there after the police shooting of Jacob Blake earlier this month. Here's more from correspondent Bob Haig.
Trump plans to tour damage in the city and meet with law enforcement and the National Guard. Trump said he'd not be meeting with the family of Jacob Blake, the black man shot by Kenosha police, because lawyers would be present.
In the nation's capital, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says she's worried about the nation descending into a race war. At a news conference yesterday, the Democrats said recent rioting in her city alone could be organized and funded and could amount to domestic terrorism. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For frequent flyers, it's kind of a big deal, as United Airlines is dropping change fees. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
United Airlines is taking a big step to get customers back during the coronavirus pandemic. CEO Scott Kirby announcing the airline is permanently scrapping its $200 ticket change fee for domestic flights. United Airlines Chief Communications Officer Josh Earnest says this move is here to stay.
This is a permanent change. We're not planning to, we don't have any plans to change this. We're going to have to make some fundamental changes in this business. This business has been totally disrupted by the coronavirus. And we've been, here at United, we've been actually at the leading edge of many of these changes, from the way that we disinfect our planes to a requirement that people wear masks. At least when it comes to disinfection and cleaning, we think a lot of those policies are also going to be permanent, that we want to do more to build people's confidence in the cleanliness of the environment that they're flying in. This is another example of a change where we are leading, and this is a change that definitely will be permanent.
American and Delta also announcing they're removing change fees on most domestic flights as well.
And tennis star Serena Williams begins play at the U.S. Open in New York City today. She's going to be aiming for her 24th Grand Slam singles title. A 24th championship would tie her with Hall of Famer Margaret Court for the most Grand Slam singles titles ever. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Evans with us, and class, Rich has a full schedule, so please, no calls today. And, Rich, you're talking about reseeding carrots. Great, great idea. Takes no work. No work.
No, it doesn't take any work. The only work it does, it takes a little bit of thought to, when you have to purchase them initially, is to make sure you buy open-pollinated or heirloom. You know, people are really realizing the differences right now. They're realizing, you know, it's just like off-grid living. You know, the powers that be on the Democrat side are saying, if you don't do what I say, I'm going to shut off your water and power. People are realizing that we're being tracked, surveillance, censorship, editing. People are realizing, they're waking up to the difference between you know, everything from sex to rape, especially pedophilia, vetted legal and illegal immigration, organic and GMO, which I'm talking about now. You got to make sure that you don't buy phony seeds from the Monsanto-type laboratory seed that may have been radiated that doesn't create new growth, new germination with whatever seed it creates. There's a difference between immune system stimulants and immune system suppressants like 5G and electromagnetic radiation. Remember, open pollinated is the way to go, okay? Don't buy the Monsanto-type laboratory seeds. There's a difference between natural meat and hormones, steroids, antibiotics, and red dye, nutritious soil versus chemical soil that has heavy metals, everything from phony investigations to phony hate hoaxes. People are seeing it. They're waking up to it. So let me go back to some tips for gardening because I have so much news and information that we want to discuss today. Going back to letting seeds do their natural thing and propagate, letting that vegetable. Now, a lot of vegetables, we do a lot of greens here too, like spinach and certain heirloom lettuces. When you come here, like at this time of the year in my garden, and I give tours probably once or twice a week to people because they just want information about off-grid living or gardening or whatever it is. And people are looking for Plan Bs. I let a lot of my heirloom lettuces and spinaches also go to seed. And when you look at my garden right now, you see a lot of dried lettuces and spinaches and the stalks, the canes that I let go to seed. I let the seeds mature and I cut them down and I spread them around my garden. So by fall, and especially next spring, by fall, I already have baby spinach coming up. That sometimes I even harvest, like last year, we didn't even have a winter here in Montana. We had no winter at all. I think the most snow we had at one time was 6 inches of snow, and I was harvesting lettuce most of the winter here. It's unusual, but that's the way it was. And I also, when you harvest your vegetables, folks, doesn't matter if it's long-term storage in the basement like zucchini where you want it. You want to harvest it until late winter, early spring. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be tomatoes at this time of year on your counter. When you pick your vegetables, do not wash them. Leave the natural coating that Mother Nature put on those vegetables. And then it's going to store wherever you store it. It's going to last days, if not weeks, if not months, depending on the vegetable, longer. Only wash it right before you're ready to consume it. And I also grow a lot of perennials, okay? All these stuff is on my tour when I share this. I grow an Egyptian onion. And I don't harvest too many of them, but when it grows, it's a perennial. It comes up every year. And when it grows, the onions form on the top of the reed. And then gravity brings the onion down, and then it roots next year in the spring, and it just starts. It just kind of, it's never ending. So I always have what I call a survival garden. Another thing that I grow, which is a perennial, is called lovage. It's classified as an herb, but it gets up to 6-7 feet tall. It's basically a perennial celery. It's a little stronger tasting than celery, but it's a great herb. It's a great supplement in a lot of recipes, and it's great to have in case the crapper hits the fan. I also grow what's called lemon sorrel. For those of you who are into botany, sorrel is one of the four vegetables, if you will, in the ASIAC formula for curing cancer and tumors. Sorrel is very healthy, and it tastes lemony, and everybody who tries it just smiles when I give them a little tour. And it's a perennial. It comes up every year. Same with chives. Chives, I have to cut down my pink flowers when they bloom because my chive patch is getting so big. Chives are a great onion substitute. Goes in almost every dish except for your cereal in the morning. It's just a great thing to have. I also 20 years per plant. And it's extremely healthy for you as far as fighting cancers and tumors, and it's an immune stimulant big time. I also grow strawberries and raspberries, lots of them, lots of them. By the time strawberry and raspberry season's over, I am sick of eating those because we have so many. And my strawberries this year, my new canes are up to six and a half feet tall because we had such a great, great May and June. Again, the combination of cool temperature, rain, and sun evenly balanced gave all my stuff. Plus, I have grapes as well. I grow them in the greenhouse, and they've grown so much they're shading my tomatoes and my warm weather crops, so I'm going to have to start cutting them back this year because we can't even eat them all. So that's just some money-saving tips that includes gardening. Everybody who has a half an acre of land or more should have a garden. Everybody. So what I want to do right now, Vince, I want to get to some news because I can see I'm not going to get to probably even maybe 20% of what I had planned for today. First article, Google and Facebook are engineered to spread fear about infections to keep the public ignorant of how the immune system works. And the reason why I mentioned that first is because these big tech companies are, you've heard me mention many times, including today, censorship and surveillance. And this is how they keep the people dumbed down. And as you know, I've given thousands of examples on how we've been distracted, dumbed down, and divided by groups. So this article is very disturbing, but here we go. Today we now have empirical evidence that the WHO, the World Health Organization, Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx were all wrong. They were charlatans. They lied. The CDC silently updated their numbers this week to show that only 6% of coronavirus deaths were completely due to the coronavirus alone. This should make everybody angry. The people who've been murdered, raped, lost their businesses, burned their homes, all the murder, rape, and mayhem that's been going on, you've been used as pawns. The rest of the deaths pinned to the China coronavirus is attributed to individuals who had other serious issues going on. Also, most of the deaths are very old Americans with comorbidities. We have said this to you many times. And of note, some of those problematic comorbidities include hypertension, diabetes, and obesity, all of which have significantly controlled, if not completely reversed, during this pandemic. So keep in mind, folks, this week the CDC quietly updated the COVID numbers so you wouldn't notice, but the alternative media has done a good job bringing this forth. Numbers to admit that only 6% of the 154,000 deaths recorded actually died from COVID. That's a little over 9,000 deaths. That's a huge difference. The other 94%, again, had two to three other serious illnesses, in other words, comorbidities, and the overwhelming majority were of advanced age. So when you look at, and I'm being very conservative with this number, when you look at mortality rates in America, it starts with 0.0. And then when you take away the old people, 75 and older, especially the ones who were literally murdered in these Democrat cities, very disturbing. The mortality rate starts with 0.00, and I am extremely, extremely conservative with that example. So I want to mention a few, since I kind of went into that direction, I want to mention a few articles real quick here about COVID, and then I want to go into some more breaking news, which is very disturbing. Idaho House votes to end coronavirus emergency immediately. We should all, every state should be ending that. I'm not saying this isn't a virus, but like we've said from day one, it's 99% agenda-driven. We've talked about this, to crash the economy, to delegitimize work, to eliminate free markets and supply and demand, to get rid of cash and create a centralized cryptocurrency, to stop patriotic peaceful assembly. And yes, peaceful assembly, Democrats, is in the Constitution. ridiculous. You know, technology controlled by China, along with the UN, the World Health Organization, Soros and Gates and Hollywood. Where are the arrests of these people who are funding this? The social distancing to make people submissive, to break their will, to keep Joe Biden in a virtual reality basement, to eliminate legitimacy of voting and vote by mail so it can be rigged, to eliminate our Constitution, freedom, liberty, and the rule of law, starvation, continue with fake information from the mainstream media, depopulation, free speech elimination, force vaccines to reduce our immune system so we have to have immunity passports to work or go anywhere, force lockdowns, house arrests, 5G towers. I mean, we can go on and on. We're seeing the consequences of decades of inaction towards political correctness, and this is very disturbing. We should all be doing what Idaho is doing right now. Next article. I'm not sad that the effing fascist died tonight, and the left-wing Portland protesters celebrate the murder of a Trump supporter. Peaceful protesters, right? No one's buying it. No one. Next article is COVID-19, the trigger for a new world order of economic stagnation and social destruction. Absolutely. I've talked hours about what I call the economic 101. I've talked so many times about the welfare for the rich, printing money out of the thin air, fractional reserve lending, which is now irrelevant, stock buybacks. We've talked about robotics, automation, artificial intelligence taking our jobs. We've talked about the combination of the deflationary, stagflationary, and inflationary consequences to the bottom 93% in great detail. Next article. Will Hillary and the Dems get the civil war they're trying to provoke? That's exactly what we've been talking about for months, folks. That's exactly what the Democrats are trying to do. They've allied with big tech, Hollywood. They've allied with China because they need to create infighting and chaos. They need race wars, gender wars, sexual orientation wars, religious war. They have to be professional pot stirrers. Don't fight. 98% of fake COVID cases exposed in Texas.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, Vince. And as I always try to mention, I appreciate you allowing me to exercise my First Amendment right, where over a million combat soldiers gave their life for our freedoms and liberty. That includes our free speech and ability to protect ourselves under the Second Amendment. Next article, 98% fake COVID cases exposed in Texas County audit. Folks, we've been given this information for months. We're not saying that it's 100% hoax. This is a man-made, geoengineered virus. There's no doubt about it. It's proven. But the agenda and the timing is obvious. It's been stamped of approval by the Democrats, the world globalists, who are funding everything. Next article. Thousands of Swedes receive false positive COVID-19 results due to faulty tests coming from China. Imagine my shock. I want to go back to an article, folks, because there's a few articles coming up that really need to be discussed. When I talked about, will Hillary and the Dems get the civil war they are trying to provoke? And everybody who does any reading and research realizes that we're being distracted, dumbed down, and divided. And we've talked. I know I alone have given thousands in the nine years I've been on national radio. I've given thousands of examples and evidence to show divide and conquer strategies. And this is basically what they have left, is to foment this enough hate that they can justify and rationalize a civil war. And it does, they don't care what group you're in. They don't care if they do it through race or shade of skin pigmentation or sexual orientation or religion, or they do not care. They need enough cover up to cover the crimes against humanity that they have done. They need to cover up all the free lunch that comes from the central bank corrupt monetary system that takes money from the bottom 93% of people to the 1% elite. They need to cover up all the divide and conquer strategies that they've done. They need to cover up all the hypocrisy, double standards, and brainwashing, and how they've used the people and played them, conned them, and used them as pawns. So I'm going to mention a few articles here, and these are all articles, as I mentioned, as kind of a disclaimer, all published articles in the public domain. medical examiner report. Fentanyl in George Floyd's system made his lungs weigh 2 to 3 times more than normal. Next article, Wisconsin Department of Justice. Jacob Blake had a knife when shot by Kenosha police. Next article, Kenosha rioter allegedly shot in the head by Kyle Rittenhouse was convicted pedophile. And I've seen the video, as the majority of the country has. This young man, Kyle Rittenhouse, was basically protecting himself. It was all self-defense. It was all on video and all obvious. Next article. Looting breaks out in Minneapolis after homicide suspect commits suicide. And she hasn't done her job. Looting riots and mayoral ineptitude prompt mass exodus of Chicago residents. And I think I have an article coming up somewhere which shows like 50 people just last weekend were shot in Chicago. And keep in mind, folks, President Trump has offered National Guard help to all the Democrat governors and mayors, and they've been refusing it, despite the Dems inciting murder, rape, and mayhem, and burning of businesses and homes and looting. This is very disturbing. So the reason why I mentioned those last few articles, folks, is because of the fact that when we hear news, okay, the mainstream media, the left, Hollywood, the Democrats, China, the big tech, who are all allied together to take down America with this agenda that we talk about on a regular basis, we need to find out, was there drugs in someone's system? Did somebody resist arrest? Was somebody reaching for a gun? Was somebody reaching for a knife? Was it self-defense, the shooting? When people start looting because someone gets shot because they come from a certain group, and then it turns out after more evidence shows up that the suspect committed suicide and it wasn't murder, we need to sit back, we need to wait and gather the facts. We have to remember, folks, the police are there for our protection. They do not have the ability to fight or flight. They have to fight for the rule of law. Let's give them a little slack. Let's wait for the facts and information to come out before we judge. We'll be right back.
Yeah, we're going into a break. And Rich Evans with us. We're going to talk more about the news, the scams, the lies, and a little bit more about saving money. Rich Evans in Montana.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.